And welcome, everybody, to the Wednesday night Bible study here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. This is Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang saying welcome one, welcome all to the Wednesday night Bible study here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, especially our surrounding city and states and our countries near and far, as well as those who've called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press number one, join the conversation, ask your questions, give your comments, prayer, praises, prayer requests, or just in general, just want to say hi. We'd be glad to hear from you. And as we get rolling tonight, we're going to have Sister Lila open us up with a word of prayer there. We got your mic open, Sister Lila. Go ahead. Get your coffee, Lila. All right. Since she's at the moment disposed, Ruth, you want to give us an opening prayer?
Well, we love and praise your name, Lord, for another program, and hope everybody enjoys the music and gets blessed and somebody gets saved, a whole bunch of people get saved. That'd be great, too. anything else that needed the healing or whatever, the Lord knows, and we just want to praise your name, Lord. Amen.
Amen. All right, so what we'll do is we'll get started right now into some music, and we'll try to catch Lila a little later here in the show, but right now we'll get rolling with the good old gospel bus here on the Wednesday night Bible study here at the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Yeah. The very first thought Truth is I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't face what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is I'm weak. No strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory and sing to you.
Take me to the King.
wounded Savior, my God, from the depths of my heart, I'll give all praise and honor to you, O matchless King. Yeah. Worship you,
worship you alone,
blessed Savior,
Savior.
Oh Lord, from the depths of my heart, yeah,
I give all praise
and honor, to you, O matchless King. There is no one like you in all the earth. I'll praise and magnify your name. Ooh.
There is no one like
those who called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Just remember to press the number 1, join the conversation. You could give us your prayer praise, prayer request, and anything like that. Just let us know how we're doing by pressing the number 1. We see you already there, Lila, but you just have not pressed the number 1 yet there because we lost you, and then you're back. But if you wish to talk to us, let us know by pressing the number 1. Or anyone else who's called 424-243-9617, just press the number 1. Just let us know that you wish to talk. We'll open your mic. And then, of course, there's another way to let us know how we're doing. You could do so via email by one of two email addresses, either feelintouchking@gmail.com. That's F-E-E-L, the letter N is Nancy, touch like you do at your fingertips, T-O-U-C-H, king like the guy who sits on their throne, wears a crown, K-I-N-G, at gmail.com. Again, feelintouchking@gmail.com, or 6i6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com. In the subject line, put Wednesday night Bible study, and in the body of your email, just your prayer, praise, prayer request, comment, question, whatever it may be, and we will not only read it, but get back in contact with you. Amen.
7 days a week of what you really want. The Six Eyes Radio Network.
Enjoy great programming here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. 7 days a week by calling 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press the number 1. Join the conversation. And it all gets started here on Sunday for the Sunday Gospel Show. Get your praise on without leaving the house. 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. On Monday, get motivated with Motivational Monday with Pastor Kenneth Bonnet, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. On Tuesday, Evangelist Timothy Gruber takes the mics on the Word of the King on Six Eyes Radio, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific. Then on Wednesday, it's time for Bible study with the Wednesday Bible Study Show with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang with great music and scripture, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 Pacific. On Thursday, it's the Jumbo Braille program here on the Six Eyes Radio Network, the one and only program here on the Six Eyes Radio Network that can be felt, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. On Friday, it's College on the Air. It's the Talk with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang show. It's where you get Bible College on the Air with no homework, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. And last but not least, it's open programming on Saturdays.
Started from humble beginnings in a basement. Kenneth Wolfgang, Missionary Wolfgang, has gone from the basement to the church to an outreach program with Holiness Bible. Holiness Bible has sent Bibles all the way as far as Nigeria. The outreach program then spawned to the Six Eyes Radio Network, where now he's in over 56 countries, 7 days a week, spreading the gospel. Also, the Asabila Angels, which consists of Kenneth Wolfgang and First Lady Ruthie Wolfgang, has gone around the city performing with their spiritual songs. The Asabila Angels, who also has an album out called Clearly Spoken. Also, the prayer line ran by Emily Barnum, who oversees the prayer line and also provides coloring of beautiful pictures for the children. Furthermore, with Tim Groover going over to Jerusalem with his outreach program, the Holiness Bible Outreach Program, Kenneth Wolfgang. He's a man that's on the move and doesn't take no for an answer. Despite his sight loss, he doesn't let anything stop him. He keeps going. He puts a circle around it, and he gets it done. So help First Lady and Kenneth Wolfgang on their mission to help keep spreading the gospel. Holiness Bible Outreach Ministries. Thank you. And now it is time for our Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week, and we are going into Daniel chapter 5, verse 23. Daniel chapter 5 and verse 23.
Thou hast lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven, and they have brought the vessels of his house before thee, and thou and thy lords, thy wives, and thy concubines have drunk wine in them. And thou hast praised the gods of silver and gold, of brass, iron, wood, and stone, which see not, nor hear, nor know, and the God in whose hand thy breath is, and whose are all thy ways, thou hast thou not glorified.
Okay, one more time.
But hast lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven, and they have brought the vessels of his house before thee, and thou and thy lords, thy wives, and thy concubines have drunk wine in them, and thou hast praised the gods of silver and gold, of brass, iron, wood, and stone, which see not, nor hear, nor know, and the God in whose hand thy breath is, and whose are all thy ways, hast thou not glorified.
And that is our Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week, Daniel chapter 5, verse 23. Daniel chapter 5, verse 23, which tells us that this king and his debauchery, what was really going on? What did God really have a problem with? Was it the drinking? Not really. But what it really was, the fact that they were drinking wine in the cups of the sacred vessels of the house of God, and here's the key, worshiping false gods, gods made of stone, gold, wood, whatever. They were false gods and not worshiping the true God. And when they were praising these all false gods by drinking wine in the sacred cups, that's what got under God's skin and made him disappointed in them and made him angry. So, once again, our Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week, Daniel chapter 5 and verse 23. Amen. Is U-Haul open?
No.
We got to get this stuff moved. I heard about a great hauling service called Blind Truck in the Vastabula.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. They must have been around for a while. I hear they haul light furniture, groceries. I even heard they hauled pets at one time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, so I'm going to give them a call. The number is 440-789-9411. And they do have a PayPal. I hear they don't charge a thing, but they do accept donations. So we got to help keep them on the road. Their PayPal is the number 2FOR, the number 1, Katie, K-A-T-I-E, at gmail.com.
Okay.
Yes. So we got to get this stuff moved. So come on now. That's Blind Trucking. All right.
Let's do it.
That's Blind Trucking of Ashtabula. Blind Trucking of Ashtabula Hauling Service. 440-789-9411. All right, come on now. Hey, baby, I will be there shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love you. Several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
This commercial was also brought to you by Blind Trucking of Ashtabula. Keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. Amen.
Amen. Some good advice there. Keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road, for sure. Because if you don't, there could be some trouble and definitely accidents on the road. And you don't want to hurt not only yourself, but others around you. Amen. All right, let's see who we got with us tonight. I know we had Lila there, but let's see if she decided she wanted to join us. Amen. Ah, we lost Lila again. Boy, she's...
Maybe she don't feel well.
Maybe she don't feel well or she's hiding on us.
Nah. Or she's stolen. Oh, that's possible.
Bobby Jones, NSC, and the wonderful voice of Faith Eddie.
and I got something to praise him for. Let me see you put your hands together and praise.
Wade in the water, wade in the water, children, wade in the water,
my God's gonna trouble the water.
Wait in the water, children, wait.
Let's see if we're successful this time. We see Lila's back. Are you with us, Lila?
Yes, I am, Mr. Wolfgang.
Well, we've been having a challenge keeping up with you. As soon as I go to open your mic, you end up losing you, and then try to get you again. Boy, we've been having a tough time.
Hey, my house phone was acting up, so I decided to call for myself.
I see this.
It wanted to come here and toss cookies. I was about to toss them across the dang room.
All right, now. Remember, this is a gospel show, so we'll keep our language in check.
That's why I said it almost lost its cookies.
Right. Well, anyway, you got any prayer requests tonight?
I got a couple.
All right.
One is for my medical aide. She's still out medically sick. She needs as much prayer as possible. Tomorrow I go into ACMC at 7:20 a.m. sharp for my procedure on my back, and also for Friday as well because I have an appointment at Signature, and then in the afternoon at 12:15, I see Dr. Joshi. And then at 1:15, I believe, I have an appointment with Community Action for the air conditioner.
Okay, so just basically for all your appointments would be good to say it that way, simplify it, okay?
Yeah, simple it out, yeah.
Okay. All right. So you've been enjoying the songs
also,
at least when you have been able to get in?
There was a couple other prayer requests I wanted to have you pray for.
All
the employees at the nursing homes and rehab facilities that they stay COVID-free, and also for the patients at the nursing home and rehab facilities as well, and for Sister Emily as well.
All right, we'll do that.
Let's get
another song in here, all righty?
All righty, let's rock and roll.
You met me deep in my despair to show me you would never leave me there. You claimed because I was made for so much more. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Oh, heavy with the weight of my mistakes, you carried me and refused to let me sink under the pressure you meant for me to soar. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard all you have planned for me, and nothing can separate me from your love when there's so much more still worth fighting for. Now I'm moving by by faith and not by sight, towards victory. By the power of your might, you're straightening out my path, opening every door. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for.
Nothing can separate me from your love
when there's so much more. It brings is worth fighting for, and I'll be faithful to my wife and children because my family is worth fighting for. No, this world is not my home, but your kingdom here is worth fighting for. I got a mansion over in glory.
Wish to get in contact with us, you can do so by calling 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press number 1, join the conversation. Give your questions, comments, prayer, praise, prayer requests. Or you could do so via email, either by feelintouchking@gmail.com. That's feel like you do with your fingertips, F-E-E-L, the letter N as Nancy, touch like you do with your fingertips, T-O-U-C-H, king like the guy who sits on the throne, wears a crown, K-I-N-G, at gmail.com, or at six@gmail.com, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6 at gmail.com, again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6 at gmail.com, and in the subject line, you write Wednesday night Bible study, and then just in the body of your email, put your question, comment, prayer, praise, prayer request. Send it off to us. We will not only read it, but get back in contact with you. Amen.
Hello, I'm Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang.
And I'm Emily Barnum.
And we're Blind Trucking of Ashtabula, Ohio.
Keep your hands on the wheel.
And your eyes on the road. And we support this program
here on the Six Eyes
Radio Network. Would you like to keep shows like this one on the air? Let me tell you how you can go about doing that. There are two methods. One, for those who use the PayPal platform, go to paypal.com, that's P-A-Y-P-A-L.com, and in the box where it asks for the email address, you enter 6i6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, the digit number 6@gmail.com. For you Cash App users, you go to Cash App, you enter $SIXEYES, the digit 2, the digit number 4. Again, that's $SIXEYES, the digit 2, the digit 4. And in both cases, no matter how much your love gift, you enter that in. And we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much. And God will greatly, richly, and most honorably bless you. Amen. And now it is time for our Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week. And we are going into Daniel chapter 5, verse 23. Daniel chapter 5 and verse 23.
Thou hast lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven, and they have brought the vessels of his house before thee, and thou and thy lords, thy wives, and thy concubines have drunk wine in them. And thou hast praised the gods of silver and gold, of brass, iron, wood, and stone, which see not, nor hear, nor know. And the God in whose hand thy breath is, and whose are all thy ways, thou hast thou not glorified.
Okay, one more time.
But hast lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven, and they have brought the vessels of his house before thee, and thou and thy lords, thy wives, and thy concubines have drunk wine in them, and thou hast praised the gods of silver and gold, of brass, iron, wood, and stone, which see not, nor hear, nor know, and the God in whose hand thy breath is, and whose are all thy ways, hast thou not glorified.
And that is our Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week, Daniel chapter 5, verse 23. Daniel chapter 5, verse 23, which tells us that this king and his debauchery, what was really going on? What did God really have a problem with? Was it the drinking? Not really. But what it really was, the fact that they were drinking wine in the cups of the sacred vessels of the house of God, and here's the key, worshiping false gods made of stone, gold, wood, whatever. They were false gods and not worshiping the true God. And when they were praising these all false gods by drinking wine in the sacred cups, that's what got under God's skin and made him disappointed in them and made him angry. So, once again, our Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week, Daniel chapter 5 and verse 23. Amen.
Amen. And we just, also, if you pay attention on Sundays, we use the same verse for our Bloodhound of Scripture. So if you remember this verse, you'll definitely have this verse and be prepared ahead of everybody else. Amen. So just keep that verse in mind. Amen. All right. Now we're going to get back to our music tonight and get to our last bit of music before we head into the episode that Ruthie has for us in Bible prophecy. So here we go.
Oh, So you enter into this building. You brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today. That when you leave here, it won't be the same. So you tell me, you've been to your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind, oh, your body and your soul. Yes, there is. Hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah.
He can heal.
And he can mend a broken.
He can mend your broken head.
He has
the miracle
to
fix your need.
Won't you trust?
Won't you trust him?
Oh,
you
will receive. Oh yes, you will. Thank you, Lord. God knows about the situation, but with every test, it's every trial, there is revelation that God. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to fit your need, go tell the Lord, oh, what you have received. Hallelujah. Mending my broken.
He has mended my broken head.
Gave me a miracle.
Gave me a miracle.
Just to fit
my need.
Can I get a witness in here? Let me lift your hands and say.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Father, trust you. Thank you, come to bring me out of it. Oh, yes, you are.
Praise the Lord.
I'll wait till you.
of the Lord. Called according to his purpose, thank you, Lord. Right where you are, come on and tell them.
Praise God. 7 days a week. What you really want? The Six Eyes Radio Network.
Started from humble beginnings in a basement. Kenneth Wolfgang, Missionary Wolfgang, has gone from the basement to the church to an outreach program with Holiness Bible. Holiness Bible has sent Bibles all the way as far as Nigeria. The outreach program then spawned to the Six Eyes Radio Network, where now he's in over 56 countries, 7 days a week, spreading the gospel. Also, the Asabila Angels, which consists of Kenneth Wolfgang and First Lady Ruthie Wolfgang, has gone around the city performing with their spiritual songs, the Asabila Angels, who also has an album out called Clearly Spoken. Also, the prayer line ran by Emily Barnum, who oversees the prayer line and also provides coloring of beautiful pictures for the children. Furthermore, with Tim Groover going over to Jerusalem with his outreach program, the Holiness Bible Outreach Program, Kenneth Wolfgang. He's a man that's on the move and doesn't take no for an answer. Despite his sight loss, he doesn't let anything stop him. He keeps going. He puts a circle around it, and he gets it done. So help First Lady and Kenneth Wolfgang on their mission to help keep spreading the gospel. The Holiness Bible Outreach Ministries. Thank you. Is U-Haul open? We got to get this stuff moved. I heard about a great hauling service called Blind Trucking of Astabula.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. They must have been around for a while. I hear they haul light furniture, groceries. I even heard they hauled pets at one time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, so I'm going to give them a call. The number is 440-789-9411. And they do have a PayPal. I hear they don't charge a thing, but they do accept donations, so we got to help keep them on the road. Their PayPal is the number 2FOR, the number 1, Katie, K-A-T-I-E, at gmail.com.
Okay.
Yes. So we got to get this stuff moved, so come on now. That's Blind Trucking. All right.
Let's do it.
That's Blind Trucking of Astabula. Blind Trucking of Astabula Hauling Service. 440-789-9411. All right, come on now.
All right.
Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are blessed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
This commercial is also brought to you by Blind Trucking of Astabula, Ohio. Keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. Amen. But now it's time for Ruth and her Bible prophecy. Amen.
Thank you.
In the Holy Bible, it tells of the day when the beast shall walk among us, and then he shall fall away. Having war and desolation, nation rising against nation, trouble everywhere you turn. As in the time of Noah, in the days before the flood, sin will cool the love of men, and the streets will run with blood. Rape and murder, grief and sorrow, just like the silent man tomorrow, this world is gonna burn.
Is the three heavens. Heaven means many things to many people. In Christian theology, heaven seems to imply a state of endless bliss in which the glorified righteous individual will someday see God face to face. It's believed by many his soul will be abide in heaven forever. Well, the Bible doesn't actually teach such. To further excite the mind relative to heaven, in popular religious thinking and in some literature, heaven is often represented as being full of material delights. In other words, in heaven, the individual will possess what he lacked on earth, Of course, this is only conventional imagery, and in all reality, it's not true. In the literal sense, heaven is that expanse of limitless space surrounding the earth. The word heaven actually means heaved up or covered. The Bible records there are actually, three heavens. There were not always three. In early cosmology, the space around the earth was divided into as many as 11 heavens. In the original creation, there was only one heaven, as Genesis 1:1 tells us. In the beginning, God, Christ, created the earth and the earth. Genesis 1 and verse 1. Also, please see John 1:1 through 3 and Colossians 1, 16 and 17. The verse tells us that in the beginning of creation, when God originally created the earth, he created only one heaven. Well, so the idea of heaven has been expanded over the centuries. Till today, there's a vast misconception of heaven, even to the number of them that exist in the universe. In the second verse of the first chapter of Genesis, we're told that a dreadful and unusual catastrophe occurred, and the original earth became a waste or a wilderness in Genesis 1:2. The earth is not in the perfect condition of its original creation of Genesis 1:1. In Isaiah 45:18, God said originally he did not make it a waste, that is, without form and void. But in Isaiah 14:17, we're told that the devil made the earth as the wilderness. In other words, there's a clarifying explanation in the Bible for everything. And the momentous situation is no exception. At the time, the earth was made a waste or wilderness and became, as it were, a shapeless mass of lifeless matter without form and void. We find a band of mysterious darkness was put around the planet as a whole wide belt of thick, inky black darkness described in Job as a swaddling band. This happened after Genesis 1:1. This was because of the sin of Lucifer, who was responsible for corrupting the original created perfect earth. Scripture, which I made, thick darkness, a swaddling band for it, is Job 38 and verse 9 in your KJV. Now, because of this thick darkness, God saw the earth together with the entire universe naturally had to have light, or the vast universe would be forever in darkness. So, on the first day, God said, "Let there be light," Genesis 1 and verse 3. Please note, light had to be created. Then God proceeded to separate the light from the existing darkness by creating, on the fourth day, light reflectors, as the scripture says. And God made two great lights, Genesis 1:16. Please note that greater light is not identified as the sun until Genesis 15:12, when a deep sleep fell upon Abram. Scripture, and when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and lo, a horrible great darkness fell upon him. Genesis 15 and verse 12 in your KJV Bible. In the Hebrew language, it says, God made two great chandeliers or two great light reflectors. So Genesis 1:16 could read, and God made two great chandeliers, the larger chandelier to rule the day and the lesser chandelier to rule the night. He made the stars also, Genesis 1 and verse 16. In Genesis 1:1, the Creator, who is Christ, created the first heaven and the earth, and then in Genesis 1:2, a calamitous catastrophe took place, and the earth became an uninhabitable waste and a shapeless mass of ruined matter. In other words, it was not created a waste or a ruined earth originally, but Genesis 1:2 is the result of some unplanned action, not that of the original foreordained creation. Some people teach the earth was created a formable mass of matter, and the Creator used from that surplus stockpile as he further formed or brought into being our present earth. Bible doesn't teach that. I don't accept that unscriptural teaching. I further refuse to suggest that you accept it, because it is not in absolute harmony with the scriptures on an overall basis. If you go that route, there's some things you can't explain. A swaddling band of darkness was put around the earth. Then a great flood of water was brought unto the earth. For it says, the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let the dry land appear. Genesis 1:9. So the original earth at some time in the ageless past must have been completely covered with water. That devastating first flood took place before Adam. The first earth was then shrouded in darkness, so it became a wasteland without form and void. The original earth was created by Christ, so it must have been perfect because Christ is perfect and like produces like. Christ didn't create a waste or a wilderness without form and void. For him to have done so would be impossible. Satan admitted that he was involved in this drastic action. So something of an unusual nature happened to the earth after Genesis 1:1. God in his kindness has revealed enough comparative information to satisfy our minds, or else we would be forever trying to find a solution to a seemingly unsolvable problem. God said on the first day after the original creation, let there be light. There was light. Then on the fourth day, he made two great lights, the greater the sun for the day and the lesser the moon for the night. He made the stars also. That is, when Jesus Christ first created the one heaven and the earth, there was no stars. Also, there wasn't any sun or moon. They were added at a later time. After long centuries of time, it has been finally determined that we do not get light from the sun or moon. Please think carefully on this matter. The sun, being a lake of fire, reflects light, but does not create light. The moon also reflects light to the earth. The same thing is true with the stars. The stars reflect a small amount of light to the earth. The sun concentrates the light which God made on the first day and directs it to the earth just the same as a windshield of an automobile will reflect sunlight and shine it through a window into a dark room. If you move the windshield, you direct the sunlight out of that room or into another area. I'm sure you have seen this simple experiment. Try it sometime. You could also prove this point by hand holding a small mirror and shining or reflecting sunlight into a darkened room. Here's the thought to help you in this matter. Light was made on the first day of creation, but the sun, moon, and stars were not made until the fourth day. Please see the first chapter of Genesis. So if you say the sun is our source of light, then where did the earth get light for 3 days before the sun was made? Good argument, isn't it? As the sun moves around this planet, the light is turned away from one side of the earth to another. In other words, one part is bathed in light and the other is in darkness. It was in this manner that God was required to separate the night from the day and the day from the night. The sun, moon, and stars were put in the second heaven. The outer spacemen have gone to that second heaven. We know this is true because some of them have walked on the moon. The clouds in the first heaven were made of garment or filter for the earth, as the Bible says. When I made the clouds, the garment thereof, and thick darkness, a swaddling band for it. That's Job 38:9 in KJV. So the clouds and the thick darkness came part of the first heaven. The first heaven to us, from our earthly position of looking up, is composed of the clouds and the darkness. The second heaven is where the sun, moon, and stars are strategically positioned. Third heaven, the one in which Paul was caught up to, where God, Christ, and the Holy Ghost and the angels are in the original creation of Genesis 1:1, there was only one heaven. The other two heavens, one or two, were added later. Why? Because the unpardonable sin and unparalleled corruption brought by Lucifer when he was cast out of heaven following a revolt, there were now three heavens, and God's complete time cycle has run its full course. All this is to be changed. Sin is to be finally eradicated. Then there will just be one heaven and one earth, as the scripture says. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, Revelation 21:1. But it is taking thousands of years of time to accomplish this marvelous change for the universe and wayward sinful mankind. The first heaven, where the darkness is positioned, will be done away with under the sixth seal of Revelation when that darkness is to be rolled together as a scroll before the second coming of Christ to rule on the earth. Please read Revelation 6, verses 12 through 17. When that takes place, that will leave only two heavens. And the stars, the Bible says, will fall to the earth as if you were violently shaking a fig tree and her ultimately untimely fruit fell to the ground. If you've ever gone into an orchard and shaken a fruit tree, you know what I'm talking about. We see that the stars will eventually fall to the earth. The sun and moon will go down, will not go down or rise anymore. They will stand stationary over Jerusalem during the thousand-year reign of Christ on the earth. Isaiah 60 and verse 20. There are several other statements relative to this fact in the Old Testament. So at the time, there will not be any use for a second heaven. It, too, will be done away with. That first just leaves heaven where God will dwell during the 1,000-year reign of Christ on the earth. Have you ever thought of this before? Oh, there are so many wonderful, fascinating, extraordinary facts about the infinite universe in the Bible. Actually, there's much more we probably never discover. I trust this lesson will help you to partially grasp some of these wonderful biblical revelations, even though they may seem difficult to accept at this time. Later on, the original one heaven and the one earth of Genesis 1:1 are to be done away with completely. That is, they are to pass away, as the scripture says, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The first heaven and the first earth were passed away. Revelation 21 and verse 1. The ingenious manner in which they're going to pass away is described by Peter, the apostle, in this second epistle scripture. But the day of the Lord Christ will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens, all three, shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. 2 Peter 3:10. Please read through verse 13 in your KJV. Okay, that second, a short portion of scripture describes very plainly that the earth and the heavens are going to be completely consumed by fire, and no place will be found for them. They will not be seen because when they're burned, they'll be turned into a gas. You can't see a gas. That's why John says there was found no place for them. Revelation 20, verse 11. In other words, he couldn't see them. They just vanished into thin air, and they couldn't be seen. You remember when Elijah on Mount Carmel challenged 450 prophets of the devil to prove their pagan god, and he undertook to prove his divine god. The way Elijah determined to demonstrate God's excellent ability was to building an altar of large stones, digging a moat about it, putting the offering on the stone altar, pouring 12 barrels of water over it, and calling for fire to come down from God out of heaven. I'm sure you remember what the scripture says. And the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. 1 Kings 18:38. When that fire came down, there wasn't any sacrifice, water, stones, absolutely nothing left. Everything was destroyed. That's the way the original earth of Genesis 1:1 is to finally disappear, be turned into a gas. Scientists have proved that with a tremendous heat, such as atomic power, any substance such as dirt, iron, rock, even steel can be turned into gas. During some of the atomic explosions out in the Pacific Ocean areas in years past, small islands disintegrated into nothing. Remember, that's the exceeding destructive power of atomic fire. It's my conviction that Peter is talking about that atomic firepower when he describes the burning of the earth in his second epistle. Concerning the destroyed earth, God will then take that gas and remake the earth, causing a freshly remade earth and a freshly remade heaven to come into being. That is, God turns the gas back into solid matter. Then the saved of all ages will come back to that lovely new earth, really freshly remade, and will be there forever and ever and ever. Wonderful. Praise God. It's marvelous what a wonderful difference the saying of either of those two words, yes or no, to Christ that it means for time and eternity. If you say no, you'll go to the lake of fire forever, Revelation 20:15. You say yes, you come back to the new earth to live forever with Jesus Christ, Revelation 21. Wow, praise the Lord. Really, that's what Christianity is all about. It's the devil in the lake of fire, or it's Jesus Christ in the new earth. Which will it be? It's up to you. I pray well, you will say yes. Peter, the apostle, tells us that the present earth is to be dissolved and melted with a fervent heat, possibly most likely atomic power. I know of no other source of destruction that could do the job so completely as Peter describes it. This earth and the heavens are going to be turned into a gas so as to purge and cleanse them. Then the gas is going to be used to remake a new heaven and a new earth. The new heaven and new earth will be remade from the original, that is, the old heaven and the old earth. God never adds or subtracts from his original creation. That's why I teach that Adam was made, not created, because God used existing dirt to shape and mold Adam's body. Genesis 2 and verse 7. We, as you know, have a dirt body. We're triune beings. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. When you study the creative works of God, he has worked from the original creation of Genesis 1:1, John 1:1-3, and Colossians 1:16-17. That's dirt out in your backyard was recreated in Genesis 1:1. That's the same soil that was formed by the word of God in the beginning. Psalm 33:6 in your KJV Bible. In the King James Version of the Bible, it says, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth," Revelation 21:1. But in the Greek it says, "And I, John, got a passing glimpse of a freshly made over heaven and a freshly made over earth." In other words, they were remade out of existing materials created originally in Genesis 1:1. Think that through and you will discover the truth of that amazing statement. Most Bible students miss this lovely fact, yet it is backed up by Scripture. We know the third heaven is inhabited, and there is a great crowd up there because of the mortal beings which have come down to the earth from heaven and gone back up there. An angel came down from heaven and wrestled all night with Jacob. Genesis 32, verses 24 and 25 in your KJV Bible. Three heavenly beings came down and ate roast veal with Abraham, one of whom was later identified as the Lord. Genesis 18, 2-7. The Lord tarried with Abraham while the two angels who came with him went on their way. Later that evening, they came to Lot, who was sitting in the doorway of his house in Sodom. Genesis 19, 1. The Lord and the two angels then went back up to heaven. An angel came down and talked to the mother and father of Samson, where their son was born. Judges 13, verses 21 and 22. That angel went back to heaven in their presence as they stood watching. An angel came down from heaven and shut the lion's mouth in the den in Babylon, and so Daniel was unhurt, and the angels went back to heaven. Daniel 16, 16 to 24, an angel came down and cooked hot cakes and provided water for Elijah in the desert. 1 Kings 19, verses 5 through 8, that angel went back to heaven. Another occasion, an angel came down from heaven and stood in the way of Balaam and would not let him proceed, but turned his donkey into a field. Numbers 22, that angel went back to heaven. An angel came down to the home of Cornelius and told him to send for Peter, who was at Joppa. Acts 10, KJV. Two angels came down and sat in Christ's empty tomb, one at the head and one at the foot. John 20, verses 11 through 12. Another angel came down and rolled the stone away from the mouth of the sepulcher. Matthew 28, 2. A whole multitude of angels came into the fields where the shepherds were at the birth of Christ. Luke 2, 13 through 14. They went back to heaven. A whole host of angels went up and down on a ladder from earth to heaven as Jacob dreamed and slept one night, as he was in a godly contest with God. Genesis 28 and verse 12, KJV. The Lord Jesus Christ came from heaven and went back up. Came back down and went back up. We're not looking for him to come again. The Holy Spirit came down from heaven at Pentecost as comforter. God himself spoke from heaven on two different occasions to the Lord Jesus Christ while Christ was on the earth. Enoch was caught up to heaven, Genesis 5:24. Elijah was caught up to heaven, 2 Kings 2:11. Elisha saw him go. The Apostle John went up to heaven and saw impressive sights and wrote about them in a book when he came back to the earth. Revelation chapter 1. Read the whole chapter there. Okay. Paul was caught up to heaven and said he saw things up there. He dealt hell, no man. 2 Corinthians 12:2. Then Paul was on his way to Damascus from Jerusalem. Jesus Christ came from heaven in the clouds and talked with Paul and said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. And he then went back up into heaven, Acts chapter 9. So read the entire chapter. The Bible tells us that God had a beautiful throne in heaven, Revelation 20, 11, and that Jesus Christ is sitting at his right hand, Ephesians 1, 20, sharing that sovereign throne with his Father. The Bible says he's our advocate in heaven, 1 John 2, 1. The Bible says the eyes of the Lord in heaven are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry, Psalm 34, 15, in your KJV Bible. Around the throne of God are four creatures, Revelation 4, 6. In heaven are the seraphims, the cherubims, the archangels, the angelic messengers, and guardian angels. There are angels who guard the waters, angels with guard vegetation, angels who control the winds. In other words, the third heaven seems to be the master control station of this whole universe, including all other planets. So you can see there are three heavens. First one is where the clouds and darkness are located. Second one is where the sun, moon, and stars rotate or journey in planetary orbit around the earth. And the third one is above the other two, the habitation of God and a countless host of heavenly beings dwell there. Please allow me to again identify these three heavens according to the scripture, the first being the clouds or atmosphere of heaven, as Genesis 1:18, Psalm 77, verses 17 through 18, and Psalm 104, verses 2 and 3. The starry space of the second heaven is Genesis 15:5, Psalm 136:9, Deuteronomy 1:10, and Isaiah 13:10, and Isaiah 14:13. Third heaven is in the planet of heaven, Genesis 1:1, Isaiah 14, verses 12 through 14, Isaiah 66:1, and Revelation 21:2 and 10. Someone has said the three heavens are the first we see by sight, two, the second we see by night, and three, the third we see by faith. A wise man has further said, even to the eye of faith, heaven looks much like a star to the eye of flesh. Set there on the brow at night, it shines most bright, most beautiful, but it is separated from us by so great a distance as to be raised almost as high above our investigations as above the storms and clouds of earth. And the next lesson will be War in Heaven.
This is Lynn Tolliver. You're listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network.
All right, and that is our lesson for tonight. And who do we got with us, Ruth?
Well, we always have the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and Band of Angels. We have you and Brother Jim there with me.
All right. Well, obviously, he usually doesn't press the number one, so he
right.
probably doesn't have any kind of questions. But that was a good lesson, teaching us about the three heavens and their positions.
Thanks. I thought it was kind of cool. Some stuff I even learned myself. You know, you can learn yourself from looking up stuff. No, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, all right, what I'm going to do is give us a closing prayer, and we'll be out of here. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you, Lord, for the show tonight and the message, Lord. We ask that, Lord Jesus, it would touch somebody's heart, and especially that soul who is nearest hell. Help them to reel up the white flag, surrender, saying, I yield, knowing that your word said, Lord Jesus, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So let this day be their day, Lord Jesus, and let them get in contact with us so we can rejoice with them in their newfound joy. Now we ask you, Lord Jesus, as we depart this place but not your presence, that you'd go with each and every heart and every life, Lord Jesus. For it's in your name we pray and ask. Amen and amen. And we ask everybody to join us tomorrow night for the Jumbo Braille program as Brother Dr. Quick brings us another message on the Jumbo Braille program. And then, of course, the Friday night show as we continue to discuss drinking and alcohol and drinking on the Talk with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang show. And Ruth brings us another Bible prophecy. So we ask you to join us for both programs, 9 p.m. only here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. God bless, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
Everybody have a nice sleep. We love everyone. Bye-bye.